A reading from the beginning of the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus, to all the holy ones in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God at every remembrance of you, praying always with joy in my every prayer for all of you, because of your partnership for the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right that I should think this way about all of you, because I hold you in my heart. You who are all partners with me in grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how I long for you, for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more and more in knowledge and every kind of perception, to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. The Word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, 2 years ago, the year of St. Paul, I was able and privileged to teach an adult education class from my parish, a class on the life and theology of St. Paul. 3 different times, friends and acquaintances asked me, once I completed the course, what new did I learn about St. Paul? And my response was always the same, because indeed I had had a revelation about Paul in the process of teaching the class. I learned that Paul was much more concerned about community than about personal salvation. And this is indeed demonstrated by today's reading from the beginning of Paul's letter to the Philippians. Paul calls his friends in Philippi the holy ones in Christ Jesus, partners in grace, a people ready for paradise. He loves them so much. They join him in defending the gospel, and they are increasing in love and in joy. Paul loves them. Well, my friends, what does this mean for us today? Well, of course we are asked to do the same thing today, to build community, communities of love and support, helping our brothers and sisters in need, in physical need, owing to illness of different kinds, spiritual needs, owing to fears, owing to being upset at the church at some previous point in their lives. These people, these brothers and sisters in physical and spiritual danger, we are asked to help them, even according to today's reading from Luke, on the Sabbath. If I were to put it in a nutshell, I would say that there are 2 aspects of community that are key to the modern social teaching of our church. The first is the common good. The idea that whenever things change in a community, it benefits some people and other people get burdens. And it's important to recognize that there are benefits and there are burdens, and to do the best we can to care for the common good. The second concept is that of solidarity. The idea of caring about other people, the idea of, if you will, walking in their shoes. Common good and solidarity. These are two key ingredients of building community, of caring about community. And these two key ideas, the common good and solidarity, have been used by the bishops, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops in particular, to talk about a variety of issues. For example, recently, issues involving the environment, issues involving energy, issues involving climate change. In each case, the bishops point out to us that the people who pay the heaviest price, as we are concerned about the environment or energy or climate change, are the people who are the poorest among us. We need to be in solidarity with them. We need to care about the common good. And the same thing was said by Benedict XVI, who is slowly being called the Green Pope, in his World Day of Peace measures at the beginning of this year. He expressed concern about, for example, environmental refugees, the problem of, for example, of climate change affecting different parts of the world, and people who are poor leaving one country to go to another country as refugees, and how that will affect them, and how it could lead to violence. A key ingredient of the post message was the following, and I quote, "If you want to cultivate peace, care for creation. If you want to cultivate peace, care for creation. Care, my friends, for the community. Care about the least among us."